Hello. Oh, hey, Amy. I was gonna call you later on. I know. Freaky. How are you? Ooh, you are? Oh, Amy, I am telling you, it'll change your life. Honestly, everything just gets so much better. I really don't want for anything. Yeah, really. Okay, take this morning, for example. Before he left for work, he was bringing me my coffee in bed, just how I like it. He never gets it wrong now. And he handed me back some of the money he'd been saving out of the allowance I give him, and he said, "Oh, hold on. I think he's just come home." No, hold on. I won't be just a second. Yeah. Hey, you. Good day. Yeah. Okay, no, I'm just on the phone to Amy. Yeah, go get changed and open a bottle. Good boy. Hey, Amy, sorry about that. So, where was I? What? Oh, that. Yeah. Well, he likes it. And, well, a little bit of praise when he does what he's told goes a long way. It's a little like training a dog. Oh, yes. So, the allowance money. The poor thing had obviously been saving bits up each week for God knows how long. And he handed me a load of notes so I could spend it today and treat myself. I know. Like I don't do that every day. Oh, silly thing, probably thought he might get something special back. Well, I tell you, it'll take a lot more than that before I even think about. Oh, hey, baby. Thank you, sweetheart. Red, good choice. What's with the face, baby? Hold on, Amy, just a moment. You look pale, baby. What's up? Oh, oh my God. You didn't? Really? My best friend. We told each other everything. Of course she knows about it. Oh my God, Amy. Did you get any of that? He's heard me talking. Seems he didn't think I told you about his poor locked up cock. Don't entrap me when I'm on the phone, baby. Come on, you know better than that. Go and make yourself useful somewhere else. Ooh, actually. No, you can stay here. I've been shopping all day and I ache. You can sit here and massage my feet and legs while I finish talking to Amy, okay? Good boy. Oh, that's so good. Hey, Amy. Okay, you see what I mean? Life changing. You should definitely get one. Amy's thinking of locking her boyfriend up. You'd be like two peas in a pod, won't you? Or two cocks in a cage. Ooh, I'll tell you what, Amy. Why don't you come around and then we can talk it through a bit more? I can show you the various cages we've tried, and you can see for yourself how malleable a man can be. Oh my God. You should see his face. His jaw almost hit the fucking floor. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, see you in a while. Bye. Baby, relax, will you? She's known for years now. Come on, think about it. All the time she's been around, when we've all gone up for a meal, that holiday last year, she's known. She's not been any different with you, has she? No. Well then, relax about it. Okay, she'll be around soon, so we have a little time on our hands. Let me see how you're doing in there. Come on, trousers down. Good boy. Baby, you're bulging. Oh my God. That turned you on, didn't it? Ugh, rubbish. It wasn't massaging my feet. It was hearing me telling Amy about you, you dirty little boy. It was. Okay. Let's see. Let me see what happens when I say, I've told Amy all about your poor locked cock, and she knows you only get to come when I say. Oh, you dirty boy, you fucking twitched then. Oh my God, you are so fucked this evening. So anyway, let's just check on those balls. I like to make sure that ring isn't too tight. We don't want them falling off, do we? Feels okay there. Oh, they feel so tight and full. Poor boy. I have to say, you've done so well, baby. 7 months now, isn't it? Well, nearly. Oh, baby. I love how you moan, but you really should not enjoy these daily checks too much. It can't be good for your frustration levels. I don't think I've seen you with so much of the head squeezed through the bars like that before. Does the fact another woman knows you're under lock and key really get you that hot? Seriously, baby, I really think if I took my thumb and forefinger like this and rubbed the head like this for long enough, you might even come in the cage. But that's an experiment for another day, so don't be getting any ideas tonight. Now, when Amy comes around, I want you to answer the door, okay? Then bring her through here so we can sit and have a talk, but make sure you offer her some wine too. What's that? Oh no. Look, baby, you'll have to face her sooner or later, so it's best just to get it over with and done, right? Aw, look, I know it's going to be a bit awkward, but the longer you leave it, the worse it'll be. Besides, who knows best? That's right. I know best. Good boy. Now, when you've shown her through and get us a drink, you're to kneel at my feet and beg to kiss my feet by saying, "Please, miss, let me kiss your feet in front of your friend." Oh, you poor thing. I'm joking. That's not us, is it? Oh my God, you panic then. But still that cock won't go down. I'm not sure if it's the 7 months or what. Kinky little bitch, aren't you? Oh, that was quick. I think that must be her. Go on. Put your cage away and be a good boy and let her guest in. Hey, Amy. How are you? You look great. Doesn't she look great, baby? Come on. You can say she looks great. You know I'm not going to be jealous. It's not like you can fuck her, is it? So, Amy, come sit down. Our drinks will be served. Baby, when you're doing the drinks, go and grab those other cages from your special drawer, will you? I want to show Amy what we have so she can get an idea of the right one. Fuck, Amy. You should have seen him when he realized you knew. He didn't even want to answer the door just now. I know. Yeah, it'll be kind of rough on him, but he'll be fine. Don't worry. To be honest, right now, he'd probably walk on hot coals if he thought he could empty his balls. Oh, here he is. Wine and cock cages. What a guy. Oh, don't go, baby. Come and sit down and relax. God, you look so tense. Doesn't he look tense, Amy? Okay, so cages. Frankly, a fucking minefield. The trick I find is to start with one that isn't too heavy, isn't too small, but still fits comfortably under the clothes. We started with this one, which was just ridiculous. Listen to baby. See? It looks just grand, Amy, but the angle when it's on, it just pointed out too much. Just, like, really obvious, you know? I mean, it's fine around the house, but under a suit, even I'm not that much of a bitch. It was comfortable, though, wasn't it, baby? You liked being in this one at the start at home, didn't you? What's the matter, baby? Lost the power of speech? Come on, you can do it. Repeat after me. Yes, miss, that was comfortable. Good boy. Not so hard, was it? Okay, now this one. Well, this is what we end up using first of all for him for going out. Plastic, so much lighter, and just a little bit more compact. So you'd never know he was wearing it under his clothes. So I'd say something like this to start with. What? Yeah, I know, it's really hard to explain. But some just sit at different angles than others. It's hard to see when they aren't on, but they do. I think it's something to do with the position of the pin and the angle of the base of the cage, the cut and, like, the curve of it. Yeah. Tell me about it. They all look the same to me, too. You know what might be easier? Baby. You don't mind modeling them, do you? Yes, that'll be so much better. That way, Amy can get a proper comparison, and you get to take a little trip down memory lane. Some of these haven't seen the light of day in years. What? No, don't be silly. Amy, how many cocks have you seen in your life? Oh, come on. We both know that that's not true. Dozens and dozens. Okay, baby, she's seen it all before. Okay, I tell you what, sweetheart, do this for me and I'll make you very, very happy. And you know what can happen when I'm very happy? Yep. See, girl, completely fucking malleable. Right. Now, I don't want any cheating or silliness from you. So I think just to be sure, we'll cuff your hands behind your back. What is it they say about the devil and idle hands? So go grab them, baby. Oh, and more wine. Better get yourself a big one. You'll need it. Okay. Come here, big boy. Let's get this demonstration started. Excited, Amy? Yeah, me too. So, hands cuffed. There we go. One human mannequin for our amusement. Okay, no, Amy, look away for a moment. I don't want to spoil the build-up to the current cage. I'll just get that off and we'll come back to it later. Oh, baby, really? I've only slipped off. You can't be waving that thing about in that state. It'll never do. All right, ice or slap? You choose. Ice it is. Amy, be love. Go and grab the bag of peas from the freezer. Honestly, baby, you can't be getting a hard on in front of the guests. Thanks, Amy. Okay, just hold these on that thing. And one, two, three, four. Five. Bingo. Right. Okay. So the first one, ring on like this, shaft in, and click. Right. So, Amy, look, so this is the first one. Looks fine, right? Plenty of room in there. So, not too intense too soon. A little room for, well, growth. But look, if I pull up his trousers, ridiculous. Okay, just won't do. So I'd say fine around the house, but you can't have anyone going out in that. But if you pass me the plastic one there, I'll show you the difference. So I'll just unlock this one, slide that off, ring off there. Yeah, I know. Looks a little rough on those poor balls, but it's fine. It doesn't hurt me at all. Okay, now this plastic one. The ring is split, so this bit goes underneath there, and these pins go in here. Then you just slip the shaft in there. It's a bit more snug, but it's fine. Isn't it, baby? Well, he managed to nod. And then lock there. See? Makes a lovely noise when you drum your fingernails on it, too. So I think this one is perfect for beginning. You've had this for how long, maybe? Like 6 months? Something like that? What do you think, Amy? Pretty cute, right? Okay, so then we went for this one. It's metal and a bit smaller. So if I swap these ones over, you can see. Here, look. A lot tighter. Way too tight for a beginner, I think, but really good for a constant reminder. It's supposed to limit erections a bit because it's so snug. But poor thing, he kept trying to get hard. I remember one evening taking it off, and his poor cock looked like a hand grenade. The bars have restricted him so much. Oh, and there we go again. Look, Amy, struggling to get free. Sorry, baby. Must have been those naughty little fingertips of mine brushing those balls. 7 months have come bubbling away in there, Amy. Must be hell. Anyway. Next up, we found the cage to cure those unwanted nuisance hard-ons, didn't we, baby? Oh, your face. You didn't want to see this one ever again, did you? Now, where is it? Baby, where is it? Oh my God, you cheeky boy. You left it up there. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Amy? In my room, chest of drawers, middle drawer. There'll be one more cage. Go and grab that for me. Bad move, baby. Bad move. Thanks, girl. Here we go. Okay. This one was so much fun. Whatever happens, you have to get one of these. Okay, looks pretty roomy, right? But look, lots of little spikes in there. It takes one an absolutely brilliant training tool. Let's get this one on. Now, baby, I had fully intended to quickly demo this, but you've been a little bit naughty in hiding it, so I think it's only right that Amy gets to see its full potential. So we click the lock shut like so. And now watch this. If I just stroke his balls a little here and here, and oh, here down the sides of them, that's his super sensitive spot. Watch what happens as he grows. See, getting a little harder. Ooh, getting precariously close to those spikes. And if we carry on, ooh, I know. Amy, have the final honors. Just sit here and, well, you know what to do, I'm sure. I'll just stand and hold him nice and still. Oh, poor baby. Is my poor hubby getting hard from another woman's hand? It's so good. But any second now, those spikes will bite. You know it. Shh, don't say anything. Do you like her hand or mine best, baby? You won't try and be smart again in a hurry, will you now? Look at that, Amy. Now, let go and watch. Done. Erection cured. You know, after a particularly petulant day, he wore that all night. He was begging for it off after that. So sweet. And now, that takes us to where we are today. This super cute, super tight little one that pretty much makes him look like he has a small metal clit. Now, of course, the other thing you'll need to master is edging. I mean, chastity is very, very powerful on its own, but mixed with a daily edging, well, let's just say the results are quite astonishing. And as he's already kind of helpless now, we may as well have some fun. What do you think? Up for it? He will be, because he does what he's told like a good boy. Okay, baby, sit yourself down. Now, normally, I'd have him tied up good and tight, but the cuffs will do. So we unlock it, and as usual, yep, up like a flagpole. Baby, so hard in front of my friend. Such a naughty thing. So, Amy, you'll know your man's cock well enough, but essentially, the daily edge that I like to inflict starts with slow, lubed strokes just like this. Baby, you have no shame moaning so quick in front of Amy like that. Come on, be a little more manly about it. Then a little faster pace. Now, bear in mind, Amy, this is a cock that has not had released for nearly 7 months. So it's not a long job. Just to bring him to the edge nice and fast and, ooh, that's it, baby. Feeling good now? Couldn't give a fuck who's watching. No, I thought not. Come on. See, he gets closer and closer and closer, and then hand away. A few seconds rest. And then stroke, stroke, stroke. Stop. 1, 2, 3. Stop. It's fucking brutal, really. But after all this time, a few seconds rest, and that's literally 4 or 5 strokes to get him ready to burst again. Okay, so I do this for half an hour or so, lock him up, have him eat me out, and then we go to bed. And for some reason, he showers me with attention and obedience. It's perfect. Here, why don't you have a go? Just be really careful. It's not like playing with any other cock you've touched. He really is on a hair trigger, so gently does it. Baby, shh, it's okay. You can enjoy it. It's fine. Just tell her if you get close, okay? You do not want to find out what happens if you come in her hand. I'll discuss another bottle of wine. Amy, be my guest. Enjoy him. Oh, wow. What are you doing to him? He's shaking like a fucking leaf. Oh, you found that spot just under his head. Oh, yeah. Keeps him on the edge for hours if you play that right. I actually made him cry once, just doing that through a whole movie on TV. One finger brought him to his knees. Oh my goodness, he's leaking so much. Amy, you're a natural. Okay, just a few minutes more, then we'll lock him back up. No, Amy, come on. I don't want to break him. Okay, one suck, but that's it. Look me in the eyes, baby. Okay, Amy. Now. Oh, God, that has to be fucking with your brain. Poor baby. Okay, enough now, you two, for goodness sake. So, there you have it, Amy. All you need to know about cock cages and the key to a perfect marriage. Okay, so we'll have a chat tomorrow, and don't forget to let me know what you decide. Baby, be a good host and see our guest out. It's fine. Do it cuffed and hard. Amy can open the door. She's good with her hands, isn't she? Wow. Baby, that was unexpected, but a lot of fun, right? What? Come? No. Why? A reward? For doing what you were told? Baby, why would you think you get a reward for doing the right thing? Orgasms are for being exceptional, not doing what's expected. Now, be a good boy, clear up, and get your sexy ass upstairs. I need you to eat me out until I come. Twice. Good boy.